This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Priya Badu. In Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly elections, 10 BJP MLAs have been declared elected unopposed after the last date of withdrawal of nominations yesterday. Arunachal Pradesh is going to simultaneous polls for its 60-seat assembly and two Lok Sabha constituencies on April 19th next month in a single phase, with BJP securing 10 seats unopposed in the 60-member Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly. Polling will be held for the remaining 50 assembly seats now, and 133 candidates are in fray. Single nomination paper has been filed in 6 assembly constituencies, while in 4 others, opposition candidates withdrew their papers. The 10 MLAs who have won their seats unopposed are Chief Minister Pema Khandu, Deputy Chief Minister Chamna Men, Techi Kaso, Ratu Techi, Hage Apa, G.K. Tako, Dongru Seongju, Nyato Dukam, Muchumichi, and Dasang Lupul. For the 2 parliamentary constituencies, there are 14 candidates in fray, with 8 candidates for the Arunachal West parliamentary constituency and 6 for the Arunachal East constituency. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Electoral Officer Pawan Kumar Sen said that habitual offenders or people with such track records are being identified and are bound down by the police in order to prevent any kind of law and order situation by them on the polling day. Talking to media yesterday evening, he said that Commission is committed to the deposit of 100% armed licenses in the state before the polling. The state CEO said that the state has over 33,000 armed licenses and over 20,000 have already been deposited till now. He also informed that cash and other items worth over ₹11.46 crore has been made till March 30 this month after the announcement of the simultaneous polls. He shared that over 600 illegal arms have been seized and the process is going on. He also informed that 45 companies of paramilitary companies of forces has been deployed in the state for the simultaneous polls. President Draupadi Murmu today honored former Deputy Prime Minister Lal Krishna Advani with the nation's highest civilian award, Bharat Ratna. The President presented the award to Mr. Advani at his residence in New Delhi. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi were also present on the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted citizens living in India and abroad, especially the Christians, on the occasion of Easter. In her message, she said, "This festival marks the celebration of Jesus Christ's resurrection and is a symbol of love and compassion." Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar also greeted people on the occasion. Furthermore, Prime Minister Narendra Modi wished everyone a joyful Easter. Mr. Modi said, "We hope that the message of renewal and optimism reverberates overall." He added that may this day inspire us all to come together. The festival of Easter is being celebrated all over the world today, marking the faithful belief that Jesus rose from the dead after being crucified. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that India's gross domestic product will grow by 8% or more in the fourth quarter of the current fiscal year. Addressing an investment summit in Mumbai, she said the economy is expected to show the same rate of year-on-year growth for the 2023-24 financial year due to the impact of improved inflation management and macroeconomic stability. India, the third largest economy in Asia, grew 8.4% in the October-December year-on-year, outpacing the 7.6% growth recorded for the previous quarter. Sitharaman said that following the 8.4% growth in the third quarter, various institutions have upgraded their GDP growth forecast for India. IMD has forecast isolated heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura till Monday, with the possibility of very heavy rainfalls over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya today. It said scattered to widespread light rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning will continue to occur in northeast India, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim till the 5th of next month. General Observer Sunil Kumar Yadav for 16 Yacholi and 17 Zero Hapoli Assembly constituencies and Western Parliamentary seat held a consultative meeting at the Golden Jubilee Hall of District Secretariat Zero today. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.